But yeah, you never know. We may just be inviting you for a launch party very soon.
Wow, I'll be impressed to be around.
Yes, guys, it is the Power Talks with Suna, Ronald, myself. This is a podcast that aims to bring conversations about digital and media business on a record where thought leaders guide and help us to understand the market needs, which will shape the industry for the very best at global standards. Myself and the team have created this show not only because we have history in professional digital marketing for brands, but we felt a call to action to share knowledge with industry players that this would be the right thing to provide solutions to aspiring entrepreneurs in the digital landscape.
Today, we have a very wonderful guest, a person that I've been longing to have on this show. And of course, many of you have used the service. The service is a streaming music platform, which is called Boomplay, taking over the African continent, and they are headquartered in Nairobi, Kenya. Tonight is a special guest, and the person I'm having tonight is Martha Huro, the country managing director of Boomplay. Pleased to have you, Martha. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ronald, for the nice introduction.
You're welcome.
Yeah, at Power Talks, and looking forward to have a very good discussion.
Amazing. All right, Martha. Firstly, people are now aware that, of course, you are the managing director of this big music empire that is taking Africa by storm. But probably you want our audience wish to know you more a little bit. You can maybe start off with a brief introduction and let them know about what you do at Boomplay.
Okay, great. So my name is Martha Huro, and I'm the managing director for East Africa at Transnet Music Limited, popularly known as Boomplay. And I'm responsible for spearheading strategic plans in the region, that is East Africa and the greater sub-Saharan region. And I oversee a team of 40 people across the region who are also eager and determined and dedicated to transforming the music industry. The region that I oversee comprises of Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Ethiopia, Sudan, and Zambia, although it's not an East African country, but we map it up like that. Boomplay, of course, as an introduction, is the number one music streaming app in Africa. We do online distribution of music or streaming services, as you may. We've been there since 2015, going on up until now. We have offices in Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, and Tanzania, and over 100 million users on the platform. In terms of catalog size, we have over 58 million tracks on the app, so quite a lot, both the local, African, and international content.
With that 50 million catalog, I think Boomplay has strategically been amplified as the only streaming platform that has more local content than any other streaming platform that I know about.
Yes. We can't say we're for the African market and not have a big chunk of African music on the platform. Actually, 70% of our streams are of African content. So that tells you that people are hungry for African content and people do consume African content.
And I'm amazed by the fact that you have such a huge team fostering all the implementation works that you guys process, and you being the above all everything. It comes with a lot of hats to wear and a lot of great responsibility. You've just mentioned that you also not only border around East Africa, but also you tap into places like Zambia. Quite a very profound company to see that you're crossing beyond limits. And yes, I'm aware about you having an existence in Nigeria, quite a huge market. And just to center around our region, that is East Africa, you are having so much to do. And by this, it comes with great skill, great talent. And I also want to believe the education and practice you've had is not by standard very of little experience or from unsounding places. So how do you join Boomplay in the first place?
Okay, I joined Boomplay in 2017 as a senior marketing manager for East Africa. 2 years later, I was promoted to general manager of Kenya. And then at the end of 2019, I was appointed the managing director for East Africa, the role that I currently hold. So I'm a marketer by profession. So my profession is in marketing. So that's how I started. But I always have a passion for music and tech. And what better way to bring those two things together than a streaming platform? So yeah, so bringing two things that I'm passionate about, and then joining the perfect team was the perfect recipe for success for me.
Something both we share, music, and uniting it with tech. I think your love for music has really pivoted your success or your climb in the company to this epitome level. Because you have a history with companies like Ndondo. Maybe to ask, was it one of the beginning steps for you to tap into the music industry, or it was something else driven? How did you see yourself coming into the music side of the business?
I've always loved music from a tender age. Although I can't sing to save my life, I'm fascinated by the craft behind a song, the emotional, the social connection it evokes every time. So it's safe to say that it was inevitable that I would end up in the industry one way or another, you know? So combining this with the other passion that I mentioned, technology, what better way to have your cake and eat it? So, of course, starting off my career at Ndondo played a very pivotal role in propelling me to where I am today. So moving on to Boomplay further evoked the interest, and it's been a learning curve ever since, with so many wins collectively and individually, of course, and I'm very grateful for that. So, yes, it did passionately start quite early, but that pivoting part was done by Ndondo.
It's so rarely, of course, to hear people proudly talk about their ex-places, their ex-employees. And I think being a person of character like you, I think you left a good reputation from the place you came from, which is something I think very important for the audience to notice, that amidst all the crimes and everywhere you've gone, you're very appreciative of your past.
Definitely, yes.
Yes. So yeah, would you describe Boomplay in three words?
I think it's safe to say African, vibrant and free.
African, vibrant and free.
And free, yeah.
Interesting. And when you mentioned free, you'd want to also justify for a fact that people consume this content without paying subscription.
So we have two tiers. So we have the freemium tier and the premium tier. So premium tier is, of course, free. Then you see ads. And then the premium tier is you pay a subscription. So we have three types of subscriptions. We have weekly, monthly, and daily. Safe to say that 60% of our audience listen for using the premium tier. I have the 40% who subscribe to the platform. So, I mean, we want to bring African content to the users in the legal way possible. And what perfect way to have it as opposed to streaming it on Boomplay, which is a legal and free site.
Interesting. And on the business side of things, is it really paying off?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because the premium tier has ads. The premium tier, of course, you get to pay. So we don't have a unifying currency in Africa, like a dollar or a euro. So what we've been able to do is to give people an opportunity to use their local currency to consume music. And this has greatly helped because our core target market is 18 to 24. And these are the people who are freshly into the university or just started their first job. So, of course, you're not going to expect them to use the foreign currency. So we've found that this really worked and helped in terms of penetration as well, because we are not only concentrating in the regions, the capital cities of the regions that we are in, but the whole country as a whole.
Amidst this, there are competitors. There is Spotify that recently opened its doors to more African markets. And of course, the pre-existing Apple that is quite premium. I would put it in that context. However, it's the same area field that Boomplay as well plays in. But when we see, when you read articles on CNN, on Bloomberg, on Wired, those very authoritative media forums, they all justify that, hey, Boomplay is beating Spotify or it's beating Apple. What is the secret behind this? How come Boomplay is able to survive and thrive through companies that have billions of investment? Yes, I'm quite aware about Boomplay having a seed fund, which is worth 20 million, I think it was in Series B. But yes, yeah. How does Boomplay make sure that they can bypass companies like this, which were also coming from strongholding enterprise, you know, locations, that's the USA and Europe, but to come into Africa and make sure that this app is going to by far take over, it is quite amusing. And probably you want to share with us the secret behind Boomplay's success beating Spotify and Apple.
Okay, so Boomplay's growth has been very steady and impressive. Currently being ranked as number one, Africa's number one music streaming and download platform, and boasting over 60 million active users, which is quite a feat. And as I mentioned before, over 58 million songs. Additionally, If you may, we have the largest catalog of African music, as I mentioned before. So our unique selling point is we're all about Africa. Since inception, our vision has always been, for the continent, has always been to ensure that we support the music to have formulate an ecosystem that unlocks its full potential. And fortunately, I mean, they support being that the African music has an upward trajectory, and we've seen a rise of Afrobeats, Bongo, Gengeton, most recently Amapiano Wave. So, I mean, for us, it only shows the diversity and beauty from across the continent. And so what we ensure at Boomplay is we ensure that we play a vital role in supporting this growth and making sure that we are part and parcel of the music industry.
In the middle of it, when you mentioned Amapiano, I was going to ask you, are you a fan of that music genre?
I mean, being a music executive, I have to be a fan of all music genres.
Music genres, yeah.
Amapiano is a wave. That's why I called it a wave, you know, because it was there, but it just exploded, you know, once the South Africans decided to move the wave to the rest of Africa and the rest of the world. So, yeah, I listen to it. I listen to all genres because I'm in the business. But yes, I do like it.
Hey guys, sorry, I have to interrupt this episode just for 1 minute. I have important information that will be helpful, especially to the young and upcoming CEOs in the digital and technology industry. So most of us don't have life coaches, right? On the contrary, we do find ourselves learning a lot from YouTube videos. However, we've understood that accessing such news information in the technology sector, you need to trust a dedicated news website covering finance and technology. And these ones stand out by far as the fastest means of communication to cover breaking stories and trending news. So allow me to introduce to you Mazima.com. Mazima.com is the freshest news site which shares accurate and up-to-speed information about e-commerce, sport, marketing, and startup milestones, which you will need to equip yourself with. Head to Google or any search engine and type Mazima.com. Do not forget to share stories that you find impactful and those that you love and find interesting on your social media platform so that we can grow the network. So thank you. Cheers.
I'm in the business. But yes, I do like it. Yes,
please. You are still studying something before I cut you short, please.
Oh, yes. We also have study partnerships in the industry with, of course, our artists, music executives, you know, and many more. The people who contribute to the music industry, the people who play a pivoting role in the music industry. And, of course, all these guys have contributed to Boomplay being a household name. So we're truly thankful for that.
One of the debatable topics would have been, of course, monetization. And you've just already told me you have different subscription models. And I see you are using mobile money. Do you think, or would you justify that the reason why Boomplay is able to thrive throughout the ecosystem, beating its competitors, would be the addition of mobile money versus probably Visa? Do you think that also plays a big role in accelerating Boomplay's revenues?
Yes, it does, because you see, mobile money is the I would say common Mwananchi, or the normal day man or woman, they use mobile money on a day-to-day basis. So it's something that is embedded into them. You don't have to carry out any consumer education for them to use mobile money. So it was only natural for us to have this option as the first option available to our users, because it's the easiest and the one that they use on a day-to-day basis. And of course, on our premium tier, that is the subscription, our fees are also not expensive, because like the daily package is at 30 cents. I'm just comparing it to a dollar because we have different currencies, so it's converted. Then weekly is $100, and then monthly is $2. Sorry, not $100, $1, and then monthly is $2.
Wow, so, yeah, I got it. I'm like, whoa, $100.
Yeah. My apology. I was switching it to the Kenyan shilling. So we've also undertaken a few brand partnerships who are using the advertising feature on our platform. So we give them access to users across the continent. And also other monetization options are in the pipeline and will be announced soon. So yeah, I mean, mobile money is the first one, but also we have credit cards.
Other existing upcoming.
Wallets. Yes.
Also, when you talk about such innovations and adding them to the platform to make sure you increase monetization to revenue scores, you also amplify and help for consume content. And that's taking me to the point of your introduction of podcasts on the platform. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed to see that. I'm a podcaster and I've always wanted to tap into audiences for Boomplay. What are the future plans for Boomplay with podcasts?
I mean, podcasts have been growing very rapidly, and we've seen that by, the number of genres in terms of podcasts that are coming up. And of course, it's an avenue we've been considering for a very long time, and finally, we will launch it. And of course, it will ensure that we stay in touch with content, because we are not only distributing music content, but entertainment content, and the podcasts are part of that. So as much as we are still pushing, our focus is pushing musical content, entertainment content is also something that we're looking to do, and podcast is a big part of that.
Yeah, and I think when you talk about having these kind of different, we call them products, podcasting, music, yeah. You talked about entertainment, and entertainment, I think it's backed by the news feed you have, the Buzz feed, the Boom Buzz, is it?
So a 360 entertainment field. So if you want music, if you want news, if you want podcasts for different genres, everything in one.
And yes, there are so many, also you just highlighted over 60 in catalog of content on the platform. In East Africa, there are artists who are very popular. I don't know who is your favorite artist in East Africa. Would you disclose that? Or you are a fan of all the East African artists?
Unfortunately, we are contract bound with our artists. However, we do release, every year we do release our music facts. And of course, each year is different depending on the country, the region, and of course, also the genre. So it depends on which year you're talking about. But so far, so good.
And who are the top earners or most streamed people on the platform in East Africa?
Because we are bound by the contract, I'm not in a position to reveal
to share the either. Yes, the revenues. Yes, please.
Yes.
But
however, we do have the frequent charts, the weekly, monthly, yes, and annually charts, even on the app, so you can actually see. Recently, we had Olamide and Fireboy hitting 1 million plays on the platform, 100 million
plays on the
platform. So that shows you that, I mean, things are happening and people are listening.
Yes, and when you talk about artists being on such platforms, they also, of course, find a benefit to access other streaming platforms. And of course, the existence of African markets being young and being the go-to places right now when you're investing in tech. We've seen the likes of Spotify landing. Yes, we've seen the likes of Apple. I think we've just appointed a director there in West Africa. But of course, we've also seen Tidal stepping foot in Uganda. You've just already mentioned that you have operations in Uganda, but we haven't yet maybe seen the physical side of things. So we've seen Taido stepping foot in Uganda. Any future plans for Bombay in Uganda or any other further accelerative projects that you'll be carrying on?
Okay, the Pearl of Africa is definitely on our list of countries to expand to. And by now it's evident that a lot of resources have been invested in ensuring that we embark on the expansion strategy as Bombay. And we have a full capacity to ensure of its success. So Uganda is very rich in cultural heritage, showcased through different avenues in entertainment. And of course, through our partners, we're still able to engage with artists and push their content on the app. The only thing that is left is would be setting up a physical office, which you mentioned we don't have. But yeah, you never know. We may just be inviting you for a launch party very soon.
Wow, be impressed to be around.
Yes.
And yes, of course, Martha, you as a person you've talked about, you love listening to music. I know you, throughout this whole lockdown, you have some times whereby you have this, your favorite playlist, probably the musical artist you listen to frequently, especially during this season of lockdown, who has been keeping you busy on your playlist?
I don't have any favorites.
Really, Martha?
Naming the artist may be biased because, of course, of my job.
I get it. All right, Martha.
Thank you. A whole range. And in this, I have been able to discover new talent, new sound, more opportunities, and so on. Because as a music executive, these are the things that you always tend to look out for. So for me, the way I listen to a song is, of course, not the way a consumer would listen to a song, you know? So, of course, I'm drawn to music that I grew up on, you know, the oldies, R&B, hip-hop, but that doesn't mean that I don't listen to any other type of music. I listen to all. I'm an emotive person, and I curate my playlist depending on the mood of the day. So look out for my playlist. My name is Miss Huro on Boomplay, so you'll be impressed.
I would like to take the initiative to thank you. It has been so good to have you. And I know you are a very busy person for you to take off this time to be on this show. So it means a lot to us. Also, maybe could you maybe probably share your social media handles? How would the person get in contact with you? Maybe probably the handles of the company you're working for extra information, or also artists maybe. How would an artist, but like an artist who is listening to this podcast, probably they are new and they would want to subscribe to the platform or get their catalog onboarded. How would they do it, please? That would be probably your final remarks.
Okay, thank you. I would like also to say thank you very much for inviting me and also just having that spotlight on Boomplay. And, you know, these conversations are important and they should be had because the music industry is forever growing. So how to reach out to Boomplay? Our social media handles are at Boomplay Music, depending on the country. Kenya is at Boomplay Music KE. Tanzania at Boomplay Music _TZ. Nigeria at Boomplay Music NG. And Ghana at Boomplay Music Ghana. GH, sorry. So if you want to reach out as an artist to us, we'll give the email address of elizabeth.karuru@transnet.com. And if you want to find me on my social media platforms, I'm Miss Huro.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And that comes to the end of this podcast show. I've been honored to have all this information from you, especially coming from a person who is quite resourceful and coming directly from you. So thank you. Maybe probably, I know if this would not be the last time to have you, it could be other more times for us. Maybe the launch of the Boomplay app in Uganda, sorry, the launch of Boomplay offices in Uganda, you never know. Or even new catalog or new any highlights you want to pass on. I'll be very privileged to have you share them.
Definitely. Thank you very much, Ronald.
All right, Martha, thank you so much. Until next time.
Great. Have a great day and stay safe.
This podcast is brought to you by Grey Point Media.